Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
And blessed be his kingdom, now and forever. Amen.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
You.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, whose will it is to restore all things in your well-beloved Son, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, mercifully grant that the peoples of the earth, divided and enslaved by sin, may be freed and brought together under his most gracious rule, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
A reading from the book of Ezekiel. Thus says the Lord God, I myself will search for my sheep, and I will seek them out. As shepherds seek out their flocks when they are among their scattered sheep, so I will seek out my sheep. I will rescue them from all the places to which they have been scattered on a day of clouds and thick darkness. I will bring them out from the peoples and gather them from the countries. I will bring them into their own land, and I will feed them on the mountains of Israel, by the watercourses, and in all the inhabited parts of the land. I will feed them with good pasture, and the mountain heights of Israel shall be their pasture. There they shall lie down in good grazing land, and they shall feed on rich pasture on the mountains of Israel. I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep, and I will make them lie down, says the Lord God. I will seek the lost, I will bring back the strayed, and I will bind up the injured, and I will strengthen the weak, but the fat and the strong I will destroy. I will feed them with justice. Therefore, thus says the Lord God to them, I myself will judge between the fat sheep and the lean sheep. Because you pushed with flank and shoulder, and butted at all the weak animals with your horns until you scattered them far and wide. I will save my flock, and they shall no longer be ravaged. I will judge between sheep and sheep. I will set up over them one shepherd, my servant David, and he shall feed them. He shall feed them and be their shepherd. And I, the Lord, will be their God, and my servant David shall be prince among them. I, the Lord, have spoken. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Ephesians. I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all the saints. And for this reason, I do not cease to give thanks for you as I remember you in my prayers. I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation as you come to know him, so that with the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance among the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power for us who believe, according to the working of his great power. God put this power to work in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand of the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age to come. And he has put all things under his feet and has made him the head over all things for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
Lord Jesus Christ, according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus said, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate people one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will put the sheep at his right hand and the goats at the left. Then the king will say to those at his right hand, 'Come, you that are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you took care of me. I was in prison, and you visited me.' Then the righteous will answer him, 'Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry and gave you food, or thirsty and gave you something to drink? And when was it when we saw you a stranger and welcomed you, or naked and gave you clothing? And when was it that we saw you sick or in prison and visited you?' And the king will answer them, 'Truly I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these who were members of my family, you did it to me.' Then he will say to those at his left hand, 'You that are accursed, depart from me into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not welcome me, naked, and you did not give me clothing, sick and in prison, and you did not visit me.' Then they also will answer, 'Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not take care of you?' Then he will answer them, 'Truly I tell you, just as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me. And these will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life.'" The Gospel of the Lord. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, my Lord and my Redeemer.
Amen.
Good morning on this Thanksgiving weekend when we celebrate Christ the King Sunday. Many people enjoy the Feast of Thanksgiving better than any other of the holidays, because there seems to be a lot less pressure. A minimal number of decorations are put out, and we have to shop just for food, not for a lot of gifts. Food preparation is needed, or in many cases, if we don't prepare, we drive to our relatives or friends. But gift giving is for the most part limited to those really in need. As we celebrated Thanksgiving this year, I reminisced about Thanksgiving's past. As a little child, I remember my dad taking the family on an anonymous gift-giving delivery. We would usually take cash in an unmarked envelope and place it in the mailbox of a family in need. It was our family's annual pilgrimage, usually to one family in particular. The lesson my parents taught us as kids was how really, really blessed we were to live in this country where we not only had enough to eat, but also some extra abundance that we were privileged to share with others who had less. And of course, we always thank God for these blessings at the Thanksgiving table itself, but also at a church service when available. My brother and I knew from childhood that God blessed us with this abundance, and in return, God expected our gratitude. In the Gospel of John, Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, and I lay down my life for the sheep." In parentheses here, I was impressed quite recently to learn that sheep are much smarter than we once thought, and that sheep can even learn to discern the facial characteristics of their shepherd. So they're not dumb sheep. In today's Old Testament reading from Ezekiel, the Lord God says, "I myself will search for my sheep. I myself will rescue them, and I will feed them by watercourses with good pasture. I will seek the lost, bring back the strayed, bind up the injured, and strengthen the weakened. But woe, the fat and the strong I will destroy. I will feed them justice, not because they're fat, but because they ravaged the other weak animals." I've learned of a situation recently that I really believe needs to come to light. Of all the industrialized nations of the world, only the United States of America has an increase in the number of deaths for mothers giving birth. The situation is worst in Texas, where more mothers of color die during childhood than the mothers of the people who are privileged. I mean, if you saw this on the news, the graphic was unbelievable. All of the other industrialized nations showed the death rate of these mothers going down. And in the United States, it's a big increase in deaths of mothers. Where is justice for these children who have to be raised without mothers? Today's gospel reading presents a judgment scene where the Son of Man, who is also king, comes in his glory to separate the sheep from the goats. But how are they judged? What's the criterion? Well, when both those favored sheep on God's right and those cursed goats on God's left are interviewed, they both don't know. They're both confused. They ask, "When? When did we do these things to the Son of Man?" They learn that the criterion for judgment is based on how the individual responds to the God's Son, to the Son of Man, the Father, the Lord God of the Son, is the ultimate judge of who enters his kingdom, who enters the kingdom of God. And the Father lets in those who were good to his Son. Of course, even the sheep in the gospel don't know when they were good to the Son. Now think about it. How many of you, even once in your life, have fed a hungry person, or visited the sick, or welcomed a stranger? Raise your hand. How many at least once? That should be everybody. We're all sheep. But think again. How many of us, even once, walked by the hungry, didn't give a coin to the beggar, ignored the stranger, the sick. Now, how many of us at least once did that? Hey, we're all goats. You know, I think the point here is something that I imagine because I read Dennis the Menace regularly, the cartoon, Dennis the Menace. Do you remember how Dennis will have these little bubbles, one above each shoulder, and one will be the little angel, think sheep, and one will be the little devil, think goat? Okay? We can go either way, and we do. We're both. Although Mr. Wilson, Dennis the Menace's neighbor, might call us just good goats. I don't know that he would admit that Dennis is a sheep. Okay, so today's gospel. Tells us that the sheep tend to be those people who were so filled with the Spirit that they respond to those in need immediately. And they expect no reward. They don't expect to be repaid or earn brownie points. And they expect no publicity. In other words, to be like a sheep, our response to the need needs to be uncalculated. And we need to do the deed unobtrusively without calling attention to ourselves. We have seen so many examples of sheep-like activity after the hurricanes we've experienced this fall. We've seen hundreds, if not thousands, of examples of good Samaritans who just pitched in. You know, some of them, the news commentators come and want to interview them, and they say, I'm not a hero. I'm not a heroine. I just did what needed to be done. They acted sheep-like. So, in my opinion, today's gospel does not present a preview of the judgment to come. Those sheep and goats don't even know what they did. Instead, Jesus tells this story to get people thinking, to get us thinking. The gospel is not meant to scare us. The gospel is supposed to be good news. And what I found depicts this good news better than anything I've read recently is the hymn by Frederick William Faber. There's a wideness in God's mercy. There's a wideness in God's mercy, like the wideness of the sea. There's a kindness in his justice, which is more than liberty. There is no place where earth's sorrows are more felt than up in heaven. There is no place where earth's failings have such kindly judgment given. For the love of God is broader than the measure of the mind, and the heart of the eternal is most wonderfully kind. But we make God's love too narrow by false limits of our own, and we magnify his strictness with the zeal he will not own. There is plenteous redemption in the blood of Jesus that has been shed. There is joy for all the members in the sorrows of the head. If our love were but more simple, we should take him at his word, and our lives would be all gladness in the joy of Christ our Lord. Amen. I have a postscript to the sermon. In John's gospel also, we know that one of the signs that Jesus performed was at the marriage feast at Cana, when he changed water into wine. With this sign, he gave us his blessing on marriage. And today, we honor a marriage of 20 years as my husband and I renew our wedding vows. And on this Thanksgiving weekend, we are very, very grateful to share our happiness with this congregation, who have broken bread with us, sung with us, and most especially have supported us through some rough times the last few years. So join us for a meal that we break bread together again after the service.
Will you please stand with me and recite the Nicene Creed found on page 10 in our bulletin. We believe in one God,
the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally God and the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things are made. For us, for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate of the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified in the Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day,
give us a minute to get organized up front.
Ed and Pat, you have come here today to seek the blessing of God and of His church as you renew your wedding vows after 20 years of marriage.
You start?
Pat, what is your name again? In the name of God, I, Edward Eugene, take you, Patricia Ann Bittner, to be my wife, to have, to hold from this day forward, for better, for worse, for richer or poorer, in sickness and in health, to love and to cherish until we are parted by death. This is my solemn vow.
And then I could cry.
In the name of God, I, Patricia Ann, take you, Edward Eugene, to be my husband, to have and to hold. From this day forward, for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health, to love and to cherish until we are parted by death. This is my soul.
Grant that all married persons who have witnessed the renewal of these vows may find their lives strengthened and their loyalties confirmed.
Amen.
Grant that the bonds of our common humanity, by which your children are united one to another, and the living to the dead, may be transformed by your grace, that your will may be done on earth as it is in heaven, where, O Father, with your Son and the Holy Spirit, you live and reign in perfect unity, now and forever.
Amen.
O God, you have so consecrated the covenant of marriage that in it, it represents the spiritual unity between Christ and his church. Send, therefore, your blessings upon these your servants, that they may so love, honor, and cherish each other in fullness and patience, in wisdom and in true godliness, that their home may be a heaven of blessing and peace, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
In lieu of the normal prayers of the people, we are using a special prayer found on 429 in the Book of Common Prayer. Our prayer list is contained in your bulletin. We ask that you keep those people on the list in your hearts and in your minds and in your private prayers this week. Let us pray. Eternal God, Creator and Observer of all life, Author of salvation, Giver of all grace, look with favor upon the world you have made, for which your Son gave his life, and especially upon this man and woman, whom you have made one flesh in holy matrimony after 20 years of marriage. Amen. Give them wisdom, devotion, and the ordering of their common life, that each may be to the other strength you need, and counselor in perplexity, a comfort in sorrow, and a companion in joy. Amen. Grant that their wills may be so knitted together in your will, and that their spirits and your spirits, that they may grow in love and seek to be you and one another all days of their life. Give them grace in their heart to each other to recognize and acknowledge their faults and to seek each other's forgiveness and yours. Amen. Make their life together a sign of Christ's love to this sinful and broken world, that unity may overcome estrangement, forgiveness and guilt, and joy by Christ's care. Amen. Bestow on them, if it is your will, the gift of heritage to grandchildren and great-grandchildren, and that the grace to bring them up to know you, to love you, and to serve you. Amen. Give them such fulfillment of their mutual affection that they may reach to one another in love and concern for others.
The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Let's see, I think we have some announcements. Courtney, you were going to mention something about the bulletin board.
Oh, yes. The bulletin board is all fresh and new. Lynn Petras did that for us. The one by the Wellness Center, so be sure and take a look at it on your way down.
Our senior warden.
And just to show you how confused your senior warden is, vestry is this Tuesday, not last Tuesday. Clearly last Tuesday was just before Thanksgiving. Well, that's who I am. So anyway, vestry meets this Tuesday after evening prayer here in the parish hall. And I just want to remind everybody that I know that you're anxious and you may have questions about the process we're going through to seek a new priest. Please direct your questions to any of the members of the vestry. They will be able to answer what they can, but please keep in mind that there is a bit of secrecy to this process. We have to respect those that we're interviewing and their parishes that they're currently working in. So thank you all for your patience.
I just again want to remind you of the 12th of December, Tuesday night, we're having an Advent Christmas party. So when everybody come, we're going to have chili and salad and dessert and everything, and we're going to have a good time. So please try to come. Just keep reminding you, okay? Put it on your calendar. Thank you.
Okay, and I've already invited you to come to the parish hall, everyone who's here, to eat with us after. But please, if you would go to the parish hall first, because we have all the salads out on one table, and then you'll come back through the kitchen after the salads for the main course. So take your time, be ready to eat. Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God. The bulletin.
Thank you.
This Holy Eucharist is offered to the glory of God on Christ the King Sunday and in memory of Charles Cahill. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. For you are the source of light and life. You made us in your image and called us to new life in Jesus Christ our Lord. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Gracious Father, in your infinite love, you made us for yourself. And when we had fallen into sin and become subject to evil and death, you in your mercy sent Jesus Christ, your only and eternal Son, to share our human nature, to live and die as one of us, to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. He stretched out his arms upon the cross and offered himself in obedience to your will, a perfect sacrifice for the whole world. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
We celebrate the memorial of our redemption, O Father, in this sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. Recalling his death, resurrection, and ascension, we offer you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be for your people the body and blood of your Son, the holy food and drink of new and unending life in him. Sanctify us also, that we may faithfully receive this holy sacrament and serve you in unity, constancy, and peace. And at the last day, bring us with all your saints into the joy of your eternal kingdom. All this we ask through your Son, Jesus Christ. By him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Gifts of God for the people of God. Body and blood. Thank you.
For the prayer after communion, please go to your prayer book, and we will do the Thanksgiving, the general Thanksgiving, found on page 836. Page 836. Let us pray. Accept, O Lord, our thanks and praise for all that you have done for us. We thank you for the splendor of the whole creation, for the beauty of this world, for the wonder of life, and for the mystery of love. We thank you for the blessing of family and friends, and for the loving care which surrounds us on every side. We thank you for setting us at tasks which demand our best efforts and for leading us to accomplishments which satisfy and delight us. We thank you also for those disappointments and failures that lead us to acknowledge our dependence on you alone. Above all, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, for the truth of his word, and the example of his life, for his steadfast obedience by which he overcame temptation, for his dying through which he overcame death, and for his rising to life again, in which we are raised to the life of your kingdom. Grant us the gift of your Spirit, that we may know him and make him known, and through him, at all times and in all places, may give thanks to you in all things. Amen. May the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you today and remain with you forever. Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Let us go forth in the name of Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thanks be to God.